Hello, good evening. This is Lynn here. We just finished up day two of the AGO Region 4 convention. It was a wonderful day that we had today. It started off rather early. Actually, I didn't get here until about 8:45. And the buses had left at 8:30. And I thought, oh, wonderful. Well, I guess I'm going to have to figure out how to get to the first venue. It was Methodist Street, just a few blocks down from here. And so I actually met somebody who I'd actually subbed for her, Tamara Lewis, who is the organist at Trinity Lutheran Church in Sanford, which is about an hour south of Durham. So that was kind of serendipitous. She was just checking in, but unfortunately there was a sign that said that no check-ins until noon. So I just said, well, why don't we just make our way to the first event, which actually was a recital by Faith Fries on the lovely Dobson that's over at the Methodist Church. I forgot its name already. I could always look it up. Anyway, so I checked the map and realized, you know, it is within easy walking distance. Why don't we go? So we just headed down, and it was just the two of us walking down, chattering on. Catching up, really, is more like it. And then we were joined by another two guys who decided they just wanted to walk everywhere. So they didn't even bother purchasing the bus transportation package. So they said it's a good way to get to know the city, which I agree. So they joined us, or rather we joined them. And then more people ended up joining our little group as we were walking towards the church. And I think by the time we got there, and we got there with plenty of time to spare anyway, by the time we got there, I think there was a group of eight of us, which is kind of nice. So we sat there. It's a church in the round. Of course, when you walk in, the first thing you see is the organ. It just, you know, it's just like right there. But it was a really, really nice recital that she did. One thing I noticed, and maybe I wasn't paying attention, but I noticed it very, very clearly. Through the organ recitals that I listened to today, which included Faith Fries, Tim Olson, and Dame Gillian Weir, and then as well as the programs from yesterday, I noticed that there were selections from the Greensboro collection that were being played during each recital. And I thought, wow, what a wonderful idea. These were compositions that were commissioned specifically for this convention. And so the various performers are performing pieces out of this collection. And so it'll continue on tomorrow with the non-competitor recitals. One of the recitals is going to be the winner of the Quimby Scholarship, or whatever that competition for young organists is called. The non-scholarship recitalists are going to be playing pieces out of this collection. I think it's a brilliant idea. What a wonderful way to showcase new compositions. And some of them are really good. A lot of them, I think, are quite accessible to somebody like me. And they make wonderful pieces to play in church. Preludes, maybe communion voluntaries. There were a couple of pieces that had a decidedly Eucharistic theme to it. Some that are really good for postludes. So, yeah. The second recital, I don't have much time, so I'll just kind of go very quickly. The second recital was Tim Olson at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church, and they have a cloaker up in the gallery, which I think it's really nice. I mean, it's a really nice church. I took a few pictures of the gallery organ, and then I also took a picture of the chancel area. Very, very nice. And then, just for Brian Michael Page, they have We Celebrate in the Pews. And then we also had a bunch of workshops today, which was very nice. I'm really running out of time, so maybe I'll continue this about Gillian Weir in my next boo. Talk to you soon. God bless.